Hi, we'd like to see the title of a share in the book of Acts, chapter 5, verses 17 through 42. For online courses, people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 21, who are all the elders of the children of Israel? Number one, in verse 21, who are all the elders of the children of Israel? Number two, in verse 37 through 39, let them alone. The plan of this work is out of man. It will come to nothing. If it is of God, you cannot overthrow it. What is his advice? Number two, in verse 37 through 39, Gamaliel's advice was given. What is his advice? The last question, why did the apostles do so at verse 42 and daily in the temple and in every house they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ, even if they were beaten, physically beaten, and were commanded not to speak in the name of Jesus by the council. The last question, why did the apostles do so at verse 42? Daily in the temple and in every house, they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus as a Christ, even if they were beaten and were commanded not to speak in the name of Jesus by the council. First of all, we'd like to see the background. A lame man was healed in the book of Acts, chapter 3. A certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was healed by the Peter's prayer given by the Lord Jesus Christ. So basically, Peter raised up a lame man. So a lame man worked and lived and worshiping God. So every the Israelite who went to temple saw a lame man to be completely healed. Also, the chapter 5, verses 12 through 16, that's the background. And through the hands of the apostles Peter and John, many signs and wonders were done among the people. So including the lame man was healed, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. So they went to Solomon's porch of the temple to worship God. Yet none of the rest dared join them, but the people esteemed them highly. And believers were increasingly added to the Lord. So who added, believed? Basically the Lord by himself added, believed to the members, to congregation, multitudes of both and men and women, so that they brought the sick out into the street and laid them on beds and couches. So all ill people went to Peter. That at least the shadow of Peter passing by might fall on some of them. Also multitude gathered from the surrounding cities of Jerusalem, bringing sick people and those who were tormented by uncertain spirit, and they were all healed. So even some ill people touched the shadow of Peter, they were healed. So that kind of we already explained, that is active faith and passive faith. The initiating of passive faith, So we are waiting on the Lord, you know. Lord, you know, leads us something. Then, you know, active faith at the time of touching the shadow, the patient, Philip, that he would be healed. So this the patient made an action to touch to Peter. It's called active faith. That moment, he or she was healed. Verse 17, then the high priest rose up, and all those who were with him, which is the sect of Sadducees. So Sadducees, materialists, they did not believe in any spiritual chance or resurrection. So high priest belonged to Sadducees. So we can see verse 17, the religious leader, you know, like political leaders come from Sadducees, high priest of Sadducees. So they did not believe resurrection, separate thing. And they were filled with indignation, or they were filled with jealousy. Why? Because Peter and John, who believed in Christ, they healed many people. So many people followed Peter and John rather than high priest or Judaism, Judaist, and laid their hands on the apostles and put them in common prison. Basically, high priest his people caught up the apostles in prisons. But at night, an angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and brought them out and said, "Go stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life." Basically, angel is angel sent by God. So angel opened the prison miraculously for, you know, God's purpose, for extending the kingdom of God. So the commandment is go stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life. In God's time, in a God's way, God made miracles. We can see Acts chapter 12, verses 1 through 11. At the time, Herod the king killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. So many Jewish people pleased, you know, Herod. Because of that, Herod called up Peter, you know, into prison. So Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. And when Herod was about to bring him out, that night Peter was sleeping, bound with two chains between two soldiers, and the guards before the door were keeping the prison. Now behold, an angel of the Lord, right here again, stood by him, by Peter, and a light shone in the prison, and he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise quickly." And his chains fell off his hands miraculously. Then the angel said to Peter, "Gird yourself and tie on your sandals." And so he did. And he said to him, "Put on your garment and follow me." And Peter went out and followed angel, and did not know that what was done by the angel was real, but thought he was seeing a vision. When they were past the first and the second guard posts, they came to the iron gate that leads to the city, which opened to them of its own accord. And they went out, and they went down one street, and immediately the angel departed from him. So Peter had to come to himself. He said, "Now I know for certain that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me from the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of a Jewish people." So basically, the Lord sent the angel so to deliver Peter from the death in the next day, just before in the next day death. Also, we can see Miracles Acts chapter 16, verse 23-32, the disciple case. Paul, to follow the gospel direction through vision, went to Philippi, but he was imprisoned. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there were a great earthquake, right here earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaking, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's chains were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, or jailer, awaking from the sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul called with a loud voice, saying, "Do yourself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for light, ran in, and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. And he brought them out and said, "Sir, what must I do to be saved?" So they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were to his house. So we can see for God's purpose, in God's time, in God's way, God sent the angels right here, you know, miraculous, you know, Peter and John's imprisonment. God, you know, delivered from Peter's and John's imprisonment right here in order to preach and teach the word of this life, meaning this eternal life. So simply meaning deliver gospel. So whoever accepts the gospel shall have eternal life. That is the share in the gospel, you know, to them. So we can see, you know, God used in many ways. This case is the sentinel angel, you know, the delivered Peter and John from prison, you know, without breaking any to jail or something like that. But Paul's case, you know, the earthquake, you know, it's kind of happening, the broke. So also historically, we know that Peter was crucified, so, and you know, he was slayed, he was killed. Also Paul also was killed by cut off his head. So something like it. So God has many ways, like the sands of the sea. So not just in, you know, one way, you know, many ways, you know, we can see. Then speak to the people all the words of this life, meaning all the words of this eternal life. Basically, Jesus was dead, you know, for our sins with bloodshed to cleanse away our sins and complete death, and third day raised again. So we believe the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior shall have eternal life. That is a sort of old words of this life. And when they heard that, they entered the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest and those with him came and called the council together with all the elders of the children of Israel and sent to the prison to have them brought. So basically, the council, all the elders of the children of Israel, who are they? They are 70 elders or 70 members of Sanhedrin councils. So Sanhedrin's in councils, 70 members, all the elders, children of Israel. But when the officers came and did not find them in prison, so we can see the prison was never broken. So prison, was there. So, but just the officers, then meaning council people, high priest, or some worker for prison, they checked the prison. So nobody was there. They returned and reported saying, indeed, really, we found the prison shut securely, whereas the prison was not broken securely, but the guards are standing outside before the doors. But when we opened them, we found no one inside. Nobody was inside. Now when the high priest, the captain of the temple, so the jailer, the charge, the officer who charged the temple, the captain of the temple, and the chief priest heard these things, they wondered what the outcome would be. So they wondered what the outcome, so they might negatively impacted by the people because they lost two apostles. And one came and told them, saying, look at the men whom you put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people. So this last phrase was commanded by the angel of God, right? So God's command, go stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life. Accordingly, Paul and Peter did so. Then the captain went with the officers and brought them without violence, peacefully. Without violence meaning not, beating up, Peter and John, because they feared the people, lest they should be stoned. So if they give, voluntarily or beat up, Peter and John, who was teaching, standing, in the temple. So the participants who listened to Peter and John's teaching would storm, the officers who beat up physically Peter and John, right? So to rest, they should be stoned, which meaning in order that they shouldn't be stoned, that's why they didn't beat up, physically Peter and John, unlike last time. And when they had brought them, so they, the officers, council guys, had brought them, Peter and John, they set them, the council guys set Peter and John before the council. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, asked Peter and John, saying, did we not strictly command you not to teach in this name? So I already told you, I already commanded you, you are prohibited to teach in Jesus' name. And look, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine. So right now, so Jerusalem is filled with your doctrine, which means with the gospel. And intend to bring this man's blood on us. This one really intend to bring this man, meaning Jesus Christ, blood shed on us. Though the last phrase, phrases are likely confirmed by the word of God. First of all, fill Jerusalem with your doctrine, meaning Jesus said, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, but you shall, you meaning disciples, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You shall be witnesses to me, to Jesus, in Jerusalem. So right here, the first step, fill Jerusalem with your doctrine, with Jesus' doctrine. Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. So exactly as Jesus said, the first beginning happened here, the filled in Jerusalem with Jesus' doctrine. Also, second part, intend to bring this man's blood on us. This is kind of when Jesus was, you know, crucified, Matthew chapter 27, verse 21 through 25, you know. Pontius Pilate, you know, inwardly intended not to crucify, you know, Jesus Christ. So right here, the governor answered and said to them, which of the two do you want me to release to you? You know, the Pilate, they said Barabbas, because basically, Pilate, Pontius Pilate, you know, criminals, you know, one is pseudo criminal Jesus Christ, innocent, you know, actually Jesus Christ, the other one Barabbas. So basically, the Pilate intended to release, you know, Jesus. Pilate said to them, what then shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ? One must say, they all, Jewish people, said to him, let him be crucified. Then the governor said, why, what evil has he done? So that time, you know, the Jewish people had an authority to the sentence, you know, death, you know, to a criminal. Only Roman the authority had authority to sentence death, and you know, that's why, you know, Jewish people asked them, Pilate. Then the governor said to Pilate, Pontius Pilate, why, what evil has he done? So what evil has Jesus done? But they, Jewish people, cried out all the more, saying, let him be crucified. When the Pilate saw that he could not prevail at all, but rather that a tumult was rising. So maybe the people would be violent, you know, against Pontius Pilate. He took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person, this just person, innocent person, who is Jesus Christ. You see to it. So basically, Pontius Pilate made a, you know, ceremonial kind of action, you know, washing hands in passion. So I am innocent of Jesus' blood. Who is innocent? And all the people answered and said, the last verse, his blood be on us and on our children. So these ones, they confessed by themselves, this his blood be on us. So it actually happened right here, intend to bring this man blood on us. This verse is confirmed, you know, when Jesus was crucified, the Jewish people's answer, this blood be on us. Okay, but Peter and other apostles answered, said, we ought to obey God rather than men. Ought to meaning like a recommendation, you know, highly recommendation work. We should obey God, you know, rather than man. So ought to kind of thing, one example in New Testament is tither is expired or not, but that is Jesus said. For example, tither is not expired in the New Testament. because right here, Matthew chapter 23, verse 1, Jesus spoke to the multitude and to his disciples. Then verses 23, Jesus talks about the scribes, the Pharisees, you know, tithes. So, for you pay tithes of mint and anise and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law. More important fact, weightier matters of law. Justice and mercy face. So basically, we have no heart to love God. Justice meaning just man lives by faith alone. So you have no faith. And mercy. Mercy meaning is cleanse away, you know, our sins, you know. So you have no faith that God is merciful. And the faith. Also, this kind of Luke chapter 11, verse 42, more like here Jesus said, but word to you Pharisees, for you tithe the mint and rue and all manners of herbs and pass by justice and love of God. So you missed justice and love of God. You have simply no love of God. These you ought to have done. These meaning the back part. So first, you more weightier matters, you should love God first, or to have done without leaving the others undone. So first, you should have love God, or the other Matthew, justice, mercy, faith. Then your work as making offering in the form of tithes and to the Lord. That kind of, that is also Jesus using O2. O2 is something like, if you are mature Christian, you must do so. So if you are baby Christian, O2, so you are not, you know, able to, you know, Christian, you might miss, you know, those things. So basically in the New Testament, tither, although tither is not required, but highly recommended to mature Christian, because it should do. So what is required is, first is the heart, then tither action. So two forms, you know, are needed. So like that, you ought to obey God rather than man. So we highly recommend, we should obey God rather than man. So this kind applied to Peter and John. There is an obvious mature Christian. So, you know, they, you know, must obey God, you know, rather than man. So in this context, you know, that is a must, like a mandatory, because they are mature Christian. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus. So this one talking about resurrection, because resurrection is the word of this life, this eternal life, right? Our father raised up Jesus, whom you murdered by hanging on a tree. You murdered Jewish people. So basically, intended to bring this man's blood on us. You know, like they said so when Jesus was crucified. Him God has exalted to his right hand to be prince and savior. Right, prince, meaning the king, you know, same king, prince and savior, to give repentance to Israel. So give a repentance, give a chance, give opportunity to make repentance. To whom? To Israel. So God, you know, sent us Jesus Christ here. Why? Because God wants to give opportunity to repent all people's sin and accept Jesus as your savior. So forgiveness of sins, and we are his witness. So we are the John and Peter are witness, or the people to testify Jesus Christ to people, to prove, you know, Jesus, to this thing, Jesus' resurrection. or Jesus' death, you know. So also is the Holy Spirit whom God has given to those who obey Him. So, you know, when the Holy Spirit, you know, also is given to us. So we can see we should obey God rather than man, you know, if there is a conflict between God's matter and man's matter. So obviously we should obey God, you know, not man, you know, at all. But no conflict. So if it is possible, as much as it depends on you, live peaceably with all men. So no conflict right there. If a conflict, John chapter 15, verse 8, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. So we're thinking of Jesus or the God. So are worthy to be persecuted for Jesus' sake. When they heard this, they were furious, or they were so angry and plotted to kill John and Peter. Then one in the council stood up, Pharisees named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, held in respect by the older people, and commanded them to put the apostles outside for a little while. So Gamaliel is the law professor, or doctor of law. This is a law. What types of law? That is, you know, the Judaism, you know, Jewish law. So he's a doctor. Also, disciple Paul, he was trained by Gamaliel. Acts chapter 22, verse 3. I am indeed a Jew, born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, taught according to the strictness of our father's law, you know, Jewish law. So, you know, Gamaliel taught and was zealous toward God, as you all are today. So the Paul's testimony, so zealous toward God, that's why he killed many Christians or like that, you know. So he tried to be righteous by action. So then he repent, you know, his thing and everything. Then he converted to Christianity. So Gamaliel, so the Paul's teacher, and commanded them to put the apostle outside for a little while. And Gamaliel said to them, the other council, men of Israel, take heed to yourselves what you intended to do regarding these men, because the other councils, you know, the members really tried to kill, you know, two apostles, you know, Paul and Peter. For some time ago, so one example, Judas, you know, some kind of religious figure, you know, sold over the Peter at the present time. Judas rose up claiming to be somebody, like claiming to be Messiah or something like that. A number of men, about 400, joined them. So 400 people joined him. He was slain, but Theodos was killed, and all who obeyed him were scattered and came to nothing. So scattered. Then, after this man, another guy, Judas of Galilee, another Judas, rose up in the days of the census. That time is Roman emperor require, you know, all people must register in census at their, you know, to relative, their family, you know, original root, you know. So in the census, because Jesus Christ, that's why Jesus, you know, went down to Bethlehem, you know, too, right? In order to register, you know, the Bethlehem. He was slain, and all who obeyed him were scattered and came to nothing. And this man, Judas Galus, rose up in the days of the census and drew away many people after him. So also many people followed him. He also perished. and all who obeyed him were dispersed or scattered. So verse 38-39, so basically third question, what is Gamaliel's advice right here? And now I say to you, keep away from these men and let them alone. So let them alone. Why? Because if discipline or this work, which meaning the disciples, the teaching and the preaching, the Christ eternal life, to the people. So discipline or this way, this gospel, Christian doctrine, is of man. Comes from man, it will come to nothing. So man, creature, someday the man, creature, fade away. So like that, it will come to nothing. But if it is of God, so it comes from God. God is eternal, so you cannot overthrow it, obviously, overturn it, lest you even be found to fight against God. So lest you even, you cannot, fight against God. So God is a creature, eternal. That 38-39, counsel, I personally think this is a very wise counsel. Basically, let them go like God. Counsel, let them go like God. I want to give one example. I published my book, The Supreme Led Life in the Whole Counsel of God, page 86. In foreign countries, we can see Calvary Chapel movements. In Germany, England, or Japan, Calvary Chapel movements are active. While in Italy, France, or Korea are so dormant. A pastor in a foreign country came to the States for his personal purpose. He and his companion came to a biblical church for Sunday worship service. He was sick, asking intercessional prayer to the biblical pastor, who prayed for the foreign pastor. The biblical pastor prayed, laying hands on the head of the foreign pastor, which was taken or photographed by the companion. They came back to their home country. Several years later, a missionary in the country visited the biblical church in the States, reporting that the foreign pastor planted a church in the name of the biblical church, registering in the foreign country jurisdiction and advertising the sale of translated books on a newspaper with the photography without permission of the biblical church. And he admitted women and homosexuals as pastors. Those were never practiced in the biblical church in the States, but such churches used the name of the biblical church in the foreign country, were locally misunderstood as a cult to pervert the gospel of Christ. How should the biblical church do against him? Let God do it. The best safeguard against this kind of deception is searching the scriptures rather than hearsays or rumors. From this story, I learned not to conclude fast a judgmental word such as cult or heresy at hearsays or rumors, but to discern acceptable or an acceptable thing at the word of God, discerning. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And God will judge us with reward, nor reward or punishment accordingly. In light of the counsel over here, Gamaliel in Acts chapter 5, verse 38, 39, and now I say to you, keep away from these men and let them alone. For if this plan or this work is of man, it will come nothing. But if it is of God, you cannot overthrow it, lest you even be found to fight against God. So Gamaliel otherwise is based upon let them go, let God. Verse 40, and they agreed with him. So all the council members agreed with Gamaliel, and when they had called for the apostles, Peter and John, and beaten them, right here, you know, secretly, physically beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus, and let them go, right here, let them go. So basically beat up and prohibited not to speak, you know, Jesus, you know, in the name of Jesus. So they departed from the presence of the council. Peter and John departed, rejoicing in the response, you know, being beaten and the prohibition to preach and teach, but they respond rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. Then verse 42, consequently and daily, every day, in the temple and in every house, everywhere, they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ. Teaching is a basic deliverance. The members, you know, to let them grow faith by hearing by the word of God. So faith comes by hearing, hearing comes by the word of God. So basic teaching. So the believers can have a growing faith. Then is preaching Jesus as the Christ. So unbelievers are introduced to Jesus Christ having salvation faith. So that kind of thing. Let's see, you know, each question. Question 1, in verse 21, who are all the elders of the children of Israel? So in the council is Sanhedrin council, so 70 elders. Question 2, in verse 37 through 39, Gamaliel council. What is Gamaliel's advisor? Simply, let them go, let God. The last question 3, why did the apostle do so as? In verse 42, and daily in the temple and in every house, they did not cease teaching, preaching Jesus as the Christ, even if, although they were beaten and were commanded not to speak in the name of Jesus by the council, because they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. Verse 41, second. Rejoicing. Why? Because they were, you know, counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. Why? Matthew chapter 5, verse 12, that Jesus made the Sermon on Mount in the last ninth in the blessing. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. So rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Rejoice and be blessed, for great is your reward in heaven. Your reward is so great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophet who were before you. So if you are in a persecuted prophet, meaning deliver God's word, the person to deliver God's word is called as a prophet. So right here, exactly the same thing. Peter and John delivered the gospel, you know, people. So they got, you know, persecuted, so beaten physically, and prohibited not to preach and teach it. So that's why they are rejoicing. So they think, you know, what he's saying. So God bless you richly. In Jesus.